Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." And there's so much here. Verse number 12, "And therefore rejoice, ye heaven, and they that dwell in them." Why? Because Jesus is on his way. 1260 more days, Jesus is coming in the Revelation. But look, "Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time." He has 1260 days. He knows this. Matter of fact, you know, the devil knows the word of God. He just doesn't believe. He doesn't take it by faith. I'm going to preach this morning about the wise men and the Jewish people. The wise men were those Gentiles who knew something about the birth of Christ, and they followed the star. They came into Jerusalem. "Where is he that is born, the King of the Jews?" And it terrified Herod, and he gathered the scribes and the priests and the high priests together. "What is this they're talking about?" And the high priests and the scribes tell them, "Hey, he's talking about the baby that's going to be born in Bethlehem." Those Jewish leaders knew about Micah 5:2. They knew about the King of the Jews, because it was those Jewish leaders who told Herod about it was that baby that's born in Bethlehem. Even though they didn't believe in Christ, they knew the fact. Are you following? Well, the same thing about Satan. He knows what this book says. He knows that he has just a short time. In verse number 13, "And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child." This woman is Israel. That's the great tribulation for the next 42 months. He persecutes them heavily. That's the days of Jacob's trouble. And we'll get into this. I just want you to see the background here. And I got 5 minutes, and I'm just now in the middle of the tribulation period, okay? There's a lot that takes place here. In the middle of the tribulation period, Satan is cast out. The Antichrist is killed in Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 3. "And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast." It's during this time that the Antichrist is killed. He's assassinated, so to speak, and Satan is cast down, and he takes possession of the Antichrist the same way that Satan took possession of Judas. Remember when Judas betrayed Jesus Christ? The Bible speaks of Satan entered into Judas. Remember that? Same thing takes place here. Satan enters into the Antichrist. And he, whether or not he's dead, we'll get into that. That's a whole other story. But as the world sees him, he rises from the dead. When he was assassinated or whatever, whether he was or not, we'll get into that another time. But the world began to mourn over his death, but they saw him rise from the dead. In their mind, he rose from the dead. This is when the Antichrist enters into Satan enters into the Antichrist. He rises from the dead, and the Bible says the whole earth wondered after him. What? He was dead, and now he's alive. Who can make war with this fellow? You can't even kill him. He enters into the temple. He declares himself to be God. All this takes place 1260 days. The abomination of desolation. Are you following? Satan is cast out. He enters into the Antichrist. Antichrist enters into the temple. Then we see 1260 days later, the revelation of Jesus Christ. He comes at the exact same moment. How do you know? Because Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 tells us, "When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son." Jesus Christ came the first time at the exact moment. When the full, that's what that word fullness of time, that phrase fullness of time means. At the exact moment. Not a moment too soon, not a moment too late. Well, Jesus Christ is going to come at the exact moment. 1260 days, not 1259, not 1261, 1260 days. The Bible is so clear about this. After the abomination of desolation, Jesus Christ comes in the revelation, not the translation, but the revelation. Back in Daniel, let me read something to you, okay? why these days are so important in Daniel chapter number 12, verse number 8. Boy, I wish I could back time, won't allow it. And Daniel speaking, I heard but understood not. Daniel could not understand all this prophecy. His mind was being blown. If he had duct tape, he would have wrapped his head with duct tape. His head was about to explode. Lord, I don't understand what's going on. Oh, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Verse number 9, he said, go that way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the end of time. Daniel, you don't understand it now, but one day it'll be understood, and we're understanding that because we have God's completed word. Okay, verse number 10, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. There's people that are going to understand because they're going to be reading. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination of desolation be setting up, when is that time? The abomination of desolation. Yeah, the 1260 days, okay? The middle of the week, in the mid 42 months, time, times, and half times, again, it's mentioned here, that from that time that the abomination of desolation takes place and is set up, there shall be 1,290 days, not 1,260. Now it's 1,290 days. I'm telling you, in God's economy, these days are important. Those that are wise, the Bible says they will understand. Why 1,290 days? Well, we'll talk about that. But I'm telling you, these are literal days. And then, verse number 12. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. This is 1,235 days now. From the abomination, the time of the abomination of desolation, there's 1260. Jesus comes in the Revelation. 1290, there's that between is the judgment seat of Christ. Then 1335, you get the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. You following? So the 1335th day is the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. Preacher, I don't get it all. Well, hang with me. I know I did a lot in 30 minutes. It'll clear up as we get in the study of the book of the Revelation. After that, we see the millennial reign, and then that final confrontation, the battle of Gog and Magog, and then Revelation 21 and 22, God creates a new heaven and a new earth, and that's eternal continuation. So a lot's taking place, and that's why I said all to say this. When we begin in Revelation chapter 5, verse number 1, it says and. It's a continuation. It's a continuation. God has some great things planned for the future. And the revelation is not something that's not to be understood. It's not something hidden. It's something to be revealed as God's people. God opens our minds. God opens the book, so that we can understand the wonderful things God has prepared for us in the future. Listen, Jesus is coming. You believe that? He's coming at any moment. We talked about that last week, that imminent mentality. And don't confuse the two. Jesus is going to come for his saints. And then in the Revelation, Jesus comes with his saints. Our Father, we thank you for your word, or for Scripture, or for that blessed hope, that glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we long for his coming. Lord, what a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. He takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land. What a day, a glorious day that'll be. And our Father, until you come for us, may we be found faithful. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church this Sunday for a special service with guest speaker Andrew Phipps, as he'll be speaking on faith, family, and freedom. That's this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church during both the morning and evening service, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.